might need work or industry and higher education to work together to develop digital hubs, graduate apprenticeships, support the technology curriculum in schools. Quite an ambitious stuff. I mean, are you convinced that there is a need for a much more rigorous approach to the acquisition and the updating of digital skills in the workforce?
Well, briefly, the answer is yes. And I do think that, in a way, just focusing on digital Britain and digitalisation is almost a bit too narrow. Well, I think what's going to happen in the next 20, 30 years is that digitalization is going to be the platform for two or three or four more general purpose technologies which will grow out of digitalization, which themselves will be transformatory. I think digitalization will be the route to extraordinary advances in healthcare, extraordinary advances in energy, to enable things like microgrids and electricity generation. It will enable things like electricity that powers car pools in cities, and the transformation that it will provide as a platform for other things the point of the exercise, I think. And I think that, in consequence, some of the points that were made about, for this session, about spam, should be up there kind of in neon. It seems to me that that's where the growth is going to come from. That's where the growth of jobs is going to come from. That's where the employment opportunities are going to come from. And that, unless you possess, as an employee, the kind of basic competencies, the basic hard skills, you ain't going to be employable. Not just in things like the BBC or the media or the culture of religious or ICT, the kind of conventional areas where we think this kind of agenda applies, but actually as it spills over into the growing number of other sectors in the economy. So I think that the capacity to enable people to have these skills, I think is fundamental, and I think it is a platform in which a whole bunch of other industries grow. I want to say this too, though. I think it's very important in terms of just picking up on what Carol made about content. I think she's right about this. I don't know what the question has been said in other sessions, but I've come to think of it kind of really passionately. One of the things that has been said about digitalization is it's kind of democratizing and every citizen gets enabled because of their capacity to have their own website. The point about digitalization is that it has a profound tendency towards monopoly. You've only got so much bandwidth, and navigating the web, actually, people do it by using brands. And what's been interesting over the last 5 years is that the BBC has become immensely powerful, the news provider, and its website enormously important. And actually, it gives this enormous monopoly power. And the same thing is evident in the aggregators, you see it with Google. I think you're going to see it as a consequence of what's going to happen in music. There is a profound role of diversity about content. We have to think about ways of enabling a plurality of brands to be out there to help individuals navigate the web rather than simply using the big brand that they know. Otherwise, we're going to find that actually digitalization becomes, against actually people's addiction, becomes an enabler of big brother society.
Can I come back?